Now let's lead off with a community task force that's looking for ways to save State Farm's former downtown headquarters. As WGLT's Eric Stock explains, the group is not looking for the city of Bloomington to take over the building, according to one of its members who previously served on the city council.
Former city council member Karen Schmidt says the Save Our State Farm building group is looking for private developers who could renovate the 90-year-old structure.
I've heard overwhelming support for this, though I think there's a lot of caution that the city not take on more real estate and more of financial burdens.
Schmidt served 16 years on the city council. She's one of 17 stakeholders named to the group. It released the names of the committee members on Monday. It includes elected officials, urban planners, educators, business owners, and historic preservation experts.
We have heard a lot of different really interesting ideas, and I think we would very much appreciate the opportunity to explore those and to see what we can do to keep that building being a vital part of our downtown.
The group is asking State Farm to allow more time for the community to explore alternate options to spare the building of a demolition. Frank Butterfield, director of the Landmarks Illinois office in Springfield and task force member, says developers would likely be able to secure state and federal tax credits for renovation.
This is an icon for Central Illinois. It's got a rich architectural history. It's got a rich history in the development of a significant Illinois corporation. But really, what it can have is a wonderful future.
Bloomington city officials met with State Farm representatives earlier this month and are hopeful a developer will emerge after a planned sale of the building fell through last month. State Farm officials have said they plan to move ahead with demolition, but they are open to more talks with the city. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.